WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The special counsel investigating President Biden's retention of classified documents found no intentional wrongdoing. But the president now defending himself against another accusation in the special counsel's report that he has a failing memory. ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Another factor in Heard's decision was Biden's inability to answer certain questions, apparently because he simply could not remember. He described Biden's memory as hazy and that he might come across to a jury as, quote, sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly, a man with a poor memory.
In Ohio, a student is being hailed as a hero for helping stop a mass shooting at his school. His dad says despite threats on his son's life, his son did the right thing, told his dad, who told authorities about another student who allegedly planned that mass shooting. For the first time ever, a confirmed tornado was struck in Wisconsin during February. Experts say yesterday's record-high temperatures in the area helped the tornado form. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A man that was convicted in a kidnapping and homicide case appeared for sentencing Thursday at the Columbia County Courthouse. Jesse Freiberg and two others were charged for the crime. Freiberg pleaded guilty back in November of 2023 to party to a crime, first-degree intentional homicide. According to authorities, the victim was assaulted, tied up, and kidnapped in his own car in June of 2022. Court records say the victim was driven to rural Lewiston in the Portage area where he was shot. Investigators say the suspects left the man's body there and drove his car back to Madison. A pedestrian has died after crossing Phillips Boulevard and Highway 12 in Sauk City. Officers were called to the scene around 7:30 p.m. Wednesday night. The pedestrian was crossing the road mid-block when a vehicle hit them. That's when witnesses called 911 and provided life-saving measures before first responders got to the scene. They continued life-saving measures and then took the pedestrian to Sauk Prairie Hospital. The pedestrian was pronounced dead at the hospital. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
It is going to be quite a bit cooler today, but not quite as windy. Mostly cloudy, 45 our high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 25 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of only 37. On Sunday, sunshine with a high of 36. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope your day is off to a great start. Friday and all. Oh, my goodness. We are ready for another weekend. Seems like they go way too fast in that work week. Well, it goes just way too slow, right? To your simple minds, don't you forget about me.
Won't you come see about me? I'll be alone. Dancing, you know it, baby. Tell me your troubles. My way, you never love me. Rain
99.7 Max FM.
Somebody kiss me.
Material Girl, there is Madonna. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:13 right now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Friday?
Good morning, Maddie. Yeah, not only is it Friday, but it's National Pizza Day.
It doesn't really get much better than that.
What kind of pizza I'm going to have.
I think that's definitely on the menu for most people tonight, or at least over the weekend, right? I mean, it's going to be a busy weekend. There's a lot going on in Baraboo. Plus, then you got Super Bowl Sunday mixed in there for a lot of people. That's going to be a fun afternoon as well. Yeah. So really a lot of opportunities to enjoy pizza. And can you ever go wrong? I mean, unless somebody's going to throw an anchovy or two on there, you can't ever go wrong with pizza. Let's put it like that. Now I'm thinking about menus for later tonight. Too bad I already got all my groceries for the week. I did a big old pickup yesterday. Pizza was not on there because that's how well I do at planning. I know. What's another trip into town from Goose Poop Pond, honestly? Anything fun and exciting happening in your world right now?
Nah, it was pretty low key yesterday, except that weather was insane.
Oh, it was gorgeous. Yeah, it was gorgeous until we started having tornadoes and storms down in the Janesville area.
Yeah.
Now, I do know, because here's a fun story. One of my best friends in this whole world actually grew up in the Janesville area. Then she moved to Minnesota, right? And that's where we met when we were living there. And then weirdly, just a few years later, we actually moved back to Wisconsin. And they stayed in Minnesota. Now, she has a bunch of family down in the Janesville area, and luckily nobody was injured, but they did have some major damage to one of their barns on their property down there yesterday with those tornado warnings. So it was kind of a weird day, like 55 degrees, tornadoes in February, and we're talking in Wisconsin. And here we were yesterday talking about the fact that that wasn't probably going to happen around here.
Exactly.
I mean, what do we know at this point? Mother Nature obviously in control of everything we do. But up until then, it was beautiful. Aspie and I were outside a bunch yesterday. We were walking around. We got, you know, some rain showers out here on and off at Goose Poop Pond. But in between, we'd go play in the trees and in the woods. Let me tell you what I discovered yesterday. And it's freaking me out. My husband thinks it's hilarious because I'm freaking out. We were walking yesterday and, you know, the snow is half melted. Most of it's gone. But there are a few areas that are really shady where you still have some slushy snow piles. We're walking and Aspen like gloms on to this snow pile, right? And I was like, what is the problem? I mean, she gloms on to a lot of things with her nose, but she was adamant that we were staying right there on this snow pile. And so she's got her 10-foot lead rope. She's playing. She's muddy. She's having a great time. I look over at this snow pile and I'm like, wow, there's some tracks in that. No wonder she's glomming on to it. Walk over there. These are the biggest tracks I've ever seen in my life of anything. And granted, they were a little misshapen and they were a little melty, but these, you could definitely tell where the tracks were. I take a picture of them and I send them to my husband, right? Mr. UP, as I like to call him sometimes. He looks at those photos and he texts me back and he goes, those look like a small bear track. I'm like, wait, what are you telling me right now? Like a small bear out here on Goose Poop Pond? And he's like, oh, are you in the woods right now? And I said, yeah, we're playing. And he goes, well, he goes, you know, usually they like to be out at night. But he's like, it's not unheard of to see a bear during the day. Just watch out for lots of crunching in the woods. Make sure you're, you know, you're kind of on the lookout. I was like, wait. How are you being not so nonchalant about this? I'm about to be eaten by a black bear, because that's what I hear and see in my text. You're going to be eaten by a black bear is what I literally see. And I said, you're just telling me, oh, just keep your ears open. It's fine. No big deal. You know, just if you hear something, take off for home, because that's not going to trigger a bear to run after me. It looks like a small one, he says. Those aren't very big tracks. I said, do I need to get your uncle involved? Because I don't know if I trust you. And he goes, you can send the photos to Dennis. Dennis is going to tell you it looks like a small bear print. So that's what I did. It's exactly what I got back. Looks like a small bear print. But at the same time, it was a little unsettling knowing that there was a small bear walking around out here at one point in time. And no wonder she glommed onto that snow pile. I'm sure she smelled it and could, you know, because she smells everything. I mean, she can smell things that don't even exist there anymore. But small bear tracks out here in the woods at Goose Poop Pond. I was hoping for bobcat or something like that. Not that made it any better. But no. Bear slightly. Bear does not make it better for me, let me tell you.
You're having some adventures out there, Goose Poop Pond.
I told him the other day, I was like, when do we move from Goose Poop Pond? And I just got the look of not happening again. So every once in a while, when we're in mid-conversation, I like to throw it in there to see if I can get like a different reaction. My husband's sharp like that, though, so he doesn't fall for it at all. But maybe someday, that's my hope and aspiration.
This is your plight for now, though.
It is. Somewhere where there's not just small bear tracks, you know, right across from our driveway and things like that. That would be sensational. Yeah. He goes, you realize that we live in like a wooded state, right? So no matter where you go, there's a potential for black bears or any sort of woodland creature to come into town. I said, yeah, but it's not like on a consistent basis, right? You don't have black bear sightings every day while you live in town. Now, certain times of the year, yes, I totally get it, because sometimes they get separated, sometimes they're looking for food, that kind of thing. So I understand that. We've had that happen in Baraboo, where there's been black bear sightings on cameras and things because certain times of the year. It's not like they're just dwelling out here and living, which is essentially what happens out here at Goose Poop Pond. They essentially live here, and I don't want to be in... I feel like I'm encroaching with them. That's right. I feel like a little bit like I'm encroaching in their space, and let's face it, if a black bear comes roaming through my backyard, it's all his. I'm not going to go fight him for it.
Yeah, that's not something you want to do.
That's his space. He can certainly have that, and I'm going to just let him go. You know, and then I started thinking about all the ferns that were demolished this past summer out here at our house, because I lost all of my ferns to something that looked very big crawling through it. Now, we assumed that it was probably deer. Now I said to Corey, can we necessarily assume that it was deer? Maybe we need to assume that it was something larger. After all, you're the one who said that it looked like it was something very large. Bear are substantially larger than deer, just saying.
Well, I thought he was going to get some trail cams up out there.
Oh, he hasn't had time. He wants to. I think they're actually sitting in the garage somewhere, but I don't think he's actually had time to put them up. He ordered them, and then, you know, when the weather was still decent, and then he didn't have time to put them up, and then the weather got really horrible, so I think now he's probably just waiting till spring, but I think they're sitting out in the garage. He doesn't tell me about these things. One day, he's just going to disappear from the house on a Saturday when there's nothing going on, and I'm going to look outside, and he's going to be climbing around in the trees, and he's going to be mounting things to trees, and there's going to be trail cams going up, and that's what's going to happen. Because he knows I do not want to know what lives out here. He knows that I absolutely have no desire to know what's roaming around out here. Now, I get it. We live out in the woods. It's nature. I totally understand all of that. I respect nature. In fact, one of the parts about living out here is the fact that it is really beautiful, and we are in a very wooded area. Doesn't mean I want to stay here all the time. Doesn't mean that I love it all the time. But at the same time, I don't need to know what's dwelling out there and what lives, you know, right next to me, literally in our tree shelter belt next to our house. Right. I don't need to know that. So
I don't think you and I would fare well on one of those survivalist shows.
Oh.
I don't think we'd be doing very well. But you know, and the thing is, though, is that at least you out there at Goose Poop Pond, you have the Genesis Queen Pink Floyd light show that when you take Aspie out at night, at least you can see a little bit.
Well, unfortunately, Aspen does not like to do her thing in the backyard where we have a landing strip that Corey put in because I was so scared of the woodland creatures out here. So she likes to go out front where the light only goes about a quarter of the way down our very long driveway, and then you get into the road where there's absolutely no light whatsoever. So it's literally taking her out to do her thing at certain times of the day by flashlight, which is super kind of annoying. And then you hear things moving around in the woods. And this also terrifies me at night when I'm walking around because I'm like, I don't know if that's a bunny. I don't know if that's squirrels. I'm not sure. And you can tell when it's something substantially larger, right? You can tell by just how things are moving, by the sound, by the amount of sticks that are breaking underneath their feet, by kind of how heavy the steps sound. So there are times when we hear that I'll literally look at her and I'll be like, all right, you're done. I don't care what you've done out here. We're heading back home because I don't need to know what's creepy crawling around in the woods. I don't need to find out.
I don't need this, her. I just had this image of you going out with a double-barrel shotgun.
Oh, like if I could, if I thought I could handle that, yeah. I thought I could handle that, I would. What's best is we do this in the winter. So, like, even when there was snow, you know, a few weeks ago, it was me dressed from head to toe in the temperatures, you know, 15 below zero, head to toe with hats and double layer coats and multiple gloves, the snow boots. I have her dress, so she's warm as well. And then we're tromping around in the snow, and then you hear the same sounds. Well, obviously, you can't move quite as fast as you can when you're not dressed. I mean, it's got to be some sort of show that I put on every time I take her outside, especially in the dark. And honestly, at this point, I kind of think Corey Moore wants the trail cams to catch a glimpse of me doing stuff like that than he really cares about what's actually living out here. I'm pretty sure that it's so he can make fun
of me. For his own amusement.
Right, right. I'm pretty sure that's what it's all about. But it was unsettling yesterday to see a bear track. It truly was. Oh, yeah. And I know I live in Wisconsin. I know this is the way life goes, but I mean, I'm good with them living here. I just don't need to see them up close to my house. That's what I'm saying. I don't care anyway. Either way, they can dwell out in the woods. They can do their thing. But when they start, like, you know, encroaching on my space where my dog is playing, then we start having a bit of a problem.
Sure. Yeah.
Other than that, it was grocery pickup day and chiropractor day. So, you know, all in all, you go from basic boring stuff to your heart beating really fast because now you've seen a bear track. So I guess there's that.
Hey, I had kind of an epiphany yesterday, which is rare for me. But so I was in the grocery store. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I have this thought because in the grocery store, while I was picking up a few things, I heard... over the PA speakers, they were playing Elton John, Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Yes.
Okay, from The Lion King.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think about how sometimes people, you know, the hip music people
yes.
who will say, oh, you know, I mean, that's when he lost his credibility, was when he started doing stuff like that. And I've heard stuff about, you know, I mean, like Phil Collins, when
yeah.
Phil Collins was uber, you know, all of the overexposure that he had and everything. And I was listening to this song and I was like, why does this not bother me? Why do I have some kind of, you know, mm-hmm. special feeling for this particular tune? And then I remembered when my middle son Colin was growing up, that
sure.
was right around the time when The Lion King was released.
Yeah.
And he was mad. He was like big time into
yeah.
The Lion King. He had, because he was only like a couple of years old, okay?
Well, who wasn't? It was a great movie. I mean, even adults were too into The Lion King, right?
Exactly. And I mean, he was decked out in Lion King clothing.
Oh,
I mean,
that's
he
adorable.
Had all this stuff. And every time he would hear that song, he would make a roar. I mean, every time
oh,
that song
that's
would
so
come
sweet.
Out, he would like, is what he would do, you know? And so, I mean, how can you, I mean, sometimes there's music that will just have a special place in your heart
sure.
because you have some kind of nostalgic connection to
yes.
it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean,
yep.
do you have that with your kids at all?
We do. It was actually the Curious George movie, and I'm looking up the song right now because I can't remember it off the top of my head. I could sing it for you, but nobody needs that this morning on a Friday. But it was the Curious George movie, and it was the song Upside Down. I just found it here, and it's actually on my Spotify playlist because for no other reason than every time I heard that song, and the Curious George reminded me a lot of Max as a kid. Max didn't really get into trouble like Curious George, but everything was why, mm-hmm. why. And that's how Curious George was. Like if you watched the movie or
sure.
loved any of the cartoons. And Upside Down was about the same time we were starting to figure out that he was probably on the spectrum. And when you're in that process and you're going through that with doctors, if you've been a parent and you've been through that situation, your world is literally unknown at that point. You
yeah.
have no idea what's going to happen as this child gets older. Who's going to be able to help? There's so many questions. And so Upside Down was definitely that song. Now, Curious George obviously was not the big blockbuster that The Lion King was, nor did it have the staying power that The Lion King did. But it was one of Max's favorites, only because we always watched the Curious George cartoons on PBS. And then, of course, they made this feature-length film. And then the song Upside Down came out. And so that was always my song for especially Max.
Yeah.
With Dexter, I don't know if he ever really had his... I'm not sure he sat still long enough to really let me appreciate what kind of music or a movie and a song actually went with him, because he didn't really sit still all that much. And he was just my wild child. I mean, honestly, that kid was always my wild child. So he didn't have a particular song that really resounded with me about him. But yeah, Upside Down was definitely for Max. That was definitely his. So... Yeah, no, I get it. And then you start thinking of all of those times and all of those moments and all of those memories, right? And it just kind of takes you back to what feels like a whole other world, because it's been so many years ago since you've thought about that or whatever it might be. But it just takes you back to a really feels like a whole nother time, especially in our lives, even though we lived it, right? I mean, that's essentially what it is.
And I mean, there are times where I hear songs like that and I think there is really... no reason why I should like this song.
Right.
But for some reason, I'm cutting it slack.
Yep.
And I'm kind of okay with it. And then I dive back into my memories and then it's like, oh, okay, that's why I like that song.
Yeah. No, that's awesome though. I didn't realize that he was such a Lion King fan. Oh, I mean,
huge. And like a typical boy, too, he was really into dinosaurs, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Everything dinosaur-related, he was really into.
Yeah. See, Dexter was funny because Corey, speaking of dinosaurs, remember the ABC sitcom Dinosaurs, you know, where they were Corey loves that show. It's one of his all-time favorites. And he was so upset, you know, when it was no longer on the air. And we still watch it in repeats when we can, either on YouTube or if we find it on a streaming platform. Dexter, maybe not so much a song, but he was definitely Baby Sinclair. He was definitely Baby Sinclair with a little Stewie from Family Guy mixed in there. Definitely. Uh-huh. And Corey used to just laugh because Dexter would actually say to Corey, "You're not mom," when Corey was at home with them, if I'd be out, which was pretty rare. But he'd be like, "You're not mom." And so eventually it turned into Corey's like, "You are Baby Sinclair, not the mama," hitting Corey over the head with a pan. Not literally did he do that, but that's what Corey felt like. He was also a little diabolical, like Stewie. Yeah. So that tells you that's why he was my wild child. Never quite know what you were gonna get from that one, that's for sure. Still don't. When he comes out of his room every day, I'm like, is he gonna speak to me or is he gonna hug me? Is he going to yell at me, start by yelling at me for the day, or is he gonna be like, I love you? Because sometimes I get that too. Is this just a teenager thing? Because Max was more even keeled. Dexter is not even keeled, so it's always kind of a crapshoot as to what I'm gonna get when his day starts. But
Again, parenting, not for the faint of heart.
this is the good part, though, where you can relive memories like Colin being really big into Lion King and Max, you know, being a lot like Curious George. We'll just ignore all the stuff that went in between it or with it. But those are the good things. That's what
just
we'll take from
the good times.
That's right. At least we have those memories to get us through, Finn.
True.
Taking a look at our forecast right now. A lot cooler today. Not quite as windy as yesterday, though. Mostly cloudy. 45 for a high. I can definitely promise you today, even though I was wrong yesterday, we're not going to see any tornadoes today. So that's good. Oh, that's the good news. That was just a weird weather day. Hopefully everybody's safe in that area.
Yeah, I know they lost a lot of power in Columbia County and Rock and Dodge. Yeah.
Yep. So hopefully everybody's safe. Everybody's good today. And, you know, you never want to see anything destroyed, even if it's property of any sort, but you know, I would rather have it be my barn than my house and my family and all of that good stuff. So partly cloudy down to 25 tonight, then tomorrow mostly sunny with a high near 37. And then of course on Sunday, as we look ahead, lots of sunshine once again, but more February like temperatures, 36 for a high. Right now it's 38.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Max and 7:34 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hey, happy Friday. Can't say that enough because we are all ready for another weekend. It's Michael Jackson now, The Way You Make Me Feel on 99.7 Max FM.
Your thoughts, your
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel. It is 7:38 right now. And of course, Finn, Super Bowl 58 on Sunday afternoon. The Chiefs and the 49ers from Las Vegas. So we've got some Super Bowl stupidity and numbers that we've got to look at here for just a minute. It's the most useless facts that you're going to possibly need or probably not need in this particular case in order to enjoy the Super Bowl on Sunday. Six, that's the number of Super Bowl appearances by the Kansas City Chiefs counting this year's game. They have three wins in those six appearances. Eight is the number of Super Bowl appearances by the San Francisco 49ers. They have five wins in those eight appearances. One, previous Super Bowl meeting between the Chiefs and the 49ers, which just happened 4 years ago. The Chiefs won that one 31-20. 71,835. That is the number of fans expected at Allegiant Stadium on Sunday. $1.1 billion is the expected boost to the Las Vegas community because they need more help to boost the economy. Right. $275, that's the projected spending per Super Bowl tourist on food and drinks over 4 days. That actually seems a little low, if you ask me. Four days if you're in Vegas? Yeah, that seems kind of low. $299 is the lowest daily hotel rate in the area right now. $10,752. That's the average price of a ticket on the resale market just so you can go enjoy a football game. Absolutely insane. 35%. That's the percentage of people who say they'd give up drinking for a year to attend the Super Bowl in person. Really, though, would you? Because, I mean, those $10,000 tickets are the nosebleed section, so you're not really seeing anything anyway. And as somebody who has been to quite a few NFL games, there's a lot of pomp and circumstance and commercial timeouts that you take. You don't really see much action on the field. Let's be honest about it. I mean, Packers fans, if you've been to a Packers game, you know this, right? You don't really see a lot going on the field because there's so many commercial timeouts. And you also can't just get up and go get your snacky or run to the bathroom anytime you want. So honestly, I mean, watching it from home is probably just as amazing. And then when you have the Super Bowl halftime show, if you're way up there in the rafters, you're not seeing anything that's happening on the field anyway. You get a better angle when you're at home. And then there's also the commercials. You're not seeing those when you're sitting in the stadium. Of course, hopefully it
costs a little less.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. $10,000 for a ticket. That's insane. 14 is the number of people who attend the average Super Bowl party. $112.2 million is the number of $112.2 million is the number of people who will either throw or attend a Super Bowl party. $1.5 billion is the number of chicken wings that are going to be eaten on Sunday. Also, 10 million pounds of ribs, 11 million pounds of potato chips, and 250 million pounds of avocados for all the guacamole we consume on Super Bowl Sunday. That's a lot of food. That's why I don't understand how people are only spending $275 on food in Vegas. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Being National Pizza Day, this one's appropriate. 35%. That is the increase in pizza orders on Super Bowl Sunday. 50 million cases is the amount of beer that will be sold for Super Bowl Sunday. 90% is how much more beer is actually consumed on Super Bowl Sunday than on any average day. I mean, that's just called any Monday in Wisconsin, but you know, whatever. 19 million is the number of people who will miss work the day after the game, resulting in a $9 billion loss in productivity for most businesses. And then finally, $1.3 billion is the amount that will be legally wagered on the game. Now, it is interesting because it turns out that a new report says that we're going to spend an average of $189 on the Super Bowl, especially those of us who just plan on staying at home. That's up a lot from last year. It was $124. But more importantly, that's also $25 more than the average American male plans to spend on Valentine's Day. So they're actually putting more into Super Bowl Sunday than they are into Valentine's Day. Feel very loved right now, ladies. Google Trends put out a list of the the most searched Super Bowl recipes, shrimp scampi, interestingly enough, was number one. We're really? Getting all fancy with our Super Bowl parties. Followed by chili, meatloaf, meatballs, sliders, sloppy joes, goulash, pizza dough, Alfredo sauce, and also cheesecake. They also put out a list of the most searched Super Bowl drinks, and obviously they're all cocktails. A Manhattan was number one, followed by a Shirley Temple. I mean, if you're doing a Shirley Temple, you're having a kid's party. Let's just say that. Followed by a sidecar, then Sex on the Beach, a Roy Rogers, a screwdriver, a grasshopper, painkillers, which is thematic and kind of delicious at the same time, a Cosmopolitan, and a John Daly. Earlier this week, we heard that a quarter of us will be betting on the Super Bowl, and in a separate poll, it sounds like men are more likely to bet than women. Obviously, they're spending more on the entire day than even on Valentine's Day, so this should be not surprising at all. The Midwest is the region in the U.S. with the least likely bettors, which is interesting. It's also a young people's thing. 48% of Gen Zers say they're not going to be putting any money on the game. They just want to watch the game for the entertainment aspect, the halftime show, and the commercials. 94% of baby boomers say they're going to be putting some sort of wager on the game, though. You got to think, though, there's a little bit more disposable income for the boomers, maybe, than for the younger generation. Mm-hmm. So that would make sense. And then finally, in a poll last year, 14% of us admitted that we have zero understanding of the game of football. So there you have it. You also got to think that this year there's going to be a wider audience just because of the Taylor Swift connection. And I hate to keep bringing her up, but it's a real thing, people. It's a real thing. And you have an entire audience of individuals who will only be watching the Super Bowl this year. There's been polls on this as well, just so that they can see Taylor Swift on the screen, get her reaction to Travis Kelce on the field. That's essentially the only reason they're going to be watching the Super Bowl, which is cool.
Those are
a lot
of the Swifties who don't usually watch football.
Right, right. That's also the 14% of us who have no understanding of football either, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think it's an interesting phenomenon. But, you know, you got to think that Usher made a nice play here, right? Because yesterday he sat down before his Super Bowl halftime show press conference and did that. And he basically told us that he's going to have some guests out there. You know, the song Yeah, where it's got Ludacris and Lil Jon on it. He basically said they're going to come out on stage sometime. And he's like, you know, at one point in my career, most of my songs were with other people. So you got to think that there's going to be more, which I'm actually kind of happy about. I said this the other day when I found out he was putting out new music, which, by the way, his new single dropped today if you're an Usher fan. If, you know, I was a little concerned that he was going to use the Super Bowl halftime show as just a way to project upon us this new music, which is cool. I'm down for it, but I'm not listening to Usher's Super Bowl halftime show to hear his newest hits. I mean, I want to hear Usher do some of the stuff that we all know from the early 2000s. But you got to think that he made a nice play here, because as you said yesterday, these artists actually have to pay now to be in the Super Bowl. It used to be the other way around. They got paid to show up. Now, because of all the promotion that they get and all the you know, viral moments that they have online, they now have to pay to show up. So you got to think that not only did Usher make a nice play for his new album, but I mean, the amount of people who are going to be watching because they're not football fans, maybe because they're just music fans and Taylor Swift fans, I think Usher was like, obviously a good business decision, if you ask me.
Yeah. But don't expect Taylor Swift to be performing. Now, it's probably not, you know, outside the realm of possibilities, but she decided she wasn't going to do the halftime show because, you know, she would have to pay for it to perform, and she just felt like, no, I'm not going to pay.
She doesn't need to do it right now. Yeah.
Again, I wouldn't totally be surprised if she made some type of appearance, but I wouldn't expect it. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. And I think, I honestly think that she is there to simply support Travis Kelce. I think her being there this weekend is for nothing else than to support Travis Kelce. And that's the one thing, you know, we've heard in interviews from him on his podcast, and we've heard her people say, because she's been fairly tight-lipped about it. She hasn't done a lot of interviews. interviews, though, since the relationship came out either. But her people do speak to the press. They really do support one another. In the off season, when he's not training, he plans on being with her as much as he can overseas. She wants to be a part of everything he's doing here, you know? So I do appreciate that. So far, I mean, as publicized as this relationship is, it feels like they're trying to be as normal as absolutely possible with all of the cameras and the people and her people and his people around them. At least they're trying to support one another, which is why I'm not the biggest Taylor Swift fan. We've talked about this. I don't dislike Taylor Swift. In fact, I've got several of her songs on my playlist that I, you know, work out to or listen to when I'm doing chores around the house. But at the same time, I don't understand the hate she gets right now, right? Like, I don't understand some of the hate she's getting. I mean, she's a great role model. She's inspirational. She's giving. She's trying to have a normal relationship with the dude that she actually might be in love with. I mean, jury's still maybe out on that one. But at the same time, I don't understand this hate that everybody's projecting on her. Now, do I get annoyed because that's all I see is Taylor Swift? Sure, absolutely. But that's not her fault necessarily.
I think that's the thing for me. It's not, I mean, there's a lot of things that I respect about her.
Sure.
But I also feel like, just like we were talking earlier this hour about Phil Collins and Elton John, there's a point where the overexposure is just, I mean, you see it every day. And I really feel like, and I know she's in the middle of a huge tour now.
Right.
But after this tour, and I can understand her going to support her man, you know, for a game. But I would say, Taylor, you know, after this tour, maybe lay low for a while.
Right.
Because there's just going to be such a backlash.
Is there
going
to be an end to it, though? I mean, because now she's got new music coming out, and there's more dates to the Eras Tour being planned, not only in Canada, but here in the United States as well. So you got to think that this tour is going to continue for a while, especially if she keeps putting out new music. I mean,
That's the thing. I mean, she's incredibly successful.
Right.
So if you're an artist and you are successful, you would want to keep riding that train, right?
Sure.
You know, but at the same time, there might be a point, you know,
where you got to back it down just a little bit.
Yeah,
she's pretty smart, though, and she's got really great people around her. It seems like with all the success she's had, you would have to have a really good team to have the amount of success she's had, right?
Yeah.
So you got to think that at some point they're gauging this, and they'll be like, you know what? It's time to lay low. It's time to, you know, just do our thing for a while, get back into the studio, work on another album. Like, I don't know when she had time to write this whole new album, because she's been so busy and on a tour, it already feels like, for so long. And then she told us that this tour during the Grammy, or this new album during the Grammys, was like a 2-year process. I was like, when have you had time to do any of this?
She might be one of those people that is just constantly working, creative. She's writing. She's writing the album while she's on the road. She's going into studios sometimes.
And when you're Taylor Swift, I'm sure you have access to a lot of things that the rest of us will never have access to a day in our life. So it makes sense. But I was just like, when did she have time to do all of this? Was it between her photo shoot for Time's Person of the Year, between being on stage here or in Brazil, or like when would you have time to even do a second album?
Might be a workaholic,
right? I know. Yeah. So maybe Travis Kelce is good for her. He seems like a guy who likes to have a good time.
Right.
Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at the forecast, Vin. Not quite as windy today. I say that as I'm watching, you know, all these leaves blow around out here on Goose Poop Pond. Temperatures are going to be much cooler today as well. Clouds are sticking around too. And then as we get into the weekend, we're going to see lots of sunshine, but the temperatures are going to feel a little bit more February-like. I mean, nothing close to 60 like we had yesterday. And when I say February-like, we're talking upper 30. So still not all in all that bad for February in the upper Midwest. We'll tell you more about your forecast in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports next with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today, we have a drop-off day for our February farm consignment auction at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, UTVs and ATVs, trailers, vehicles, and much more. Again, that's today at a Reedsburg auction facility from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Several auctions next week, including a high-quality farm toy auction ending on Tuesday at 10 a.m., the Lowell Stevenson Estate Museum and Antique Auction ending on Wednesday at 10 a.m. We have a real estate auction open house for a 231-acre farm located in the town of Franklin, just outside of Plain. That'll be sold in several parcels. More details on that auction can be viewed on our website at gavinbros.com. Then next Friday and Saturday, we have drop-off days for the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni and Honey Creek Snowmobile Club Consignment Auction. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling a type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers in Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Last night in girls basketball, the Sauk Prairie Eagles get a 56-35 home win over the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Reedsburg goes on the road and comes back with an 83-16 win over Portage. McFarland 64-44 winners against Mount Horeb. And Stoughton falls to Edgewood at third place, 58-48, the final there. Also in hockey last night, for the boys, it was a Reedsburg Wisconsin Dells 4-0 loss to McFarland. Busy weekend event starts tonight. The Baraboo Thunderbird boys basketball team is going to be hosting Reedsburg at 7:15. Before that, the gymnastics team for Baraboo will welcome Mount Horeb at 6 o'clock. Eagle boys hoops host Portage tonight at 7:15. And it's already time for wrestling regional action for Baraboo and Sauk Prairie. They're both going to be competing at Wanakee High School. Madison Memorial, East, West, and DeForest will be joining the Thunderbirds and the Eagles, along with the host Warriors. 9 o'clock is when that one gets started tomorrow. Reedsburg's regional will take place at Holman High School, along with Logan, Onalaska, Sparta, Toma, West Salem, and Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. And then for Portage, their wrestlers will be at Dodgeville. The huge number of schools there as well, including Lodi and Columbus. Best of luck to the wrestlers trying to keep their seasons going. Sectional swimming also being held tomorrow for the boys. McFarland High School, the spot for it. 1 o'clock, it gets underway. Check out the schedules for all the area teams as lots of action will continue through Saturday. The Bucks were really shorthanded for Doc Rivers' home debut, and the Minnesota Timberwolves take advantage. 129-105, the Wolves get the win over the Bucks. Off the bench, A.J. Green actually led the team in scoring with 27 points. Giannis finished with 17 and 7 assists, and Jay Crowder added 21 with 8 boards. Damian Lillard did not play in the game. The team was shorthanded due to some injuries, but also the fact that they made a trade yesterday. Patrick Beverley was coming to Milwaukee from the Philadelphia 76ers. Milwaukee gave up Cameron Payne as well as a second-round pick to Philadelphia in exchange for Beverley. They also had to move Robin Lopez and cash considerations to the Sacramento Kings. 35-year-old Beverley will reunite with Bucks coach Doc Rivers, who he spent several seasons with the LA Clippers. Beverley has about 6.3 points per game this season for Philadelphia, but he brings some strong-willed personality and some swagger to this team that has been lacking it, especially in the last month. Bucks remain at home tonight and have a pretty good opportunity to get back in the win column as they're going to be hosting just a 10-win Charlotte Hornets team. 7 o'clock, the tip-off tonight. And of course, the Super Bowl is set to kick off on Sunday at 5:30. Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers live from Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be quite a bit cooler today, but not quite as windy. Mostly cloudy, 45 our high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 25 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of only 37 on Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 36. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now, 37.
99.7.
7:57 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. Text us if you're celebrating. 355-9970.